Question 4. Practice 3. Reading and lecture. Now listen to a lecture related to the passage in step 1. As you listen, take notes on important information. Write down 5 key words or key phrases that would be useful in explaining this information to someone else. Now, I'd like to talk about the development of unconscious competence, the end result of learning a new skill so that it becomes natural to you. It becomes so normal that you don't have to think about using it. Let me explain using the example of learning a new instrument, the guitar. When you can play a musical instrument without thinking about it, you have achieved unconscious competence, and that's an accomplishment. If any of you have tried to learn to play a guitar, you'll know that it can be difficult. You have to learn where to put your fingers and how to move them to make music. At first, you struggle and need to watch your hands, but as you practice, you develop the skill to play the guitar without looking at your fingers as much. If you continue practicing, you'll be able to play your first song without looking at your fingers at all because you've developed unconscious competence. But there is more. When you've developed unconscious competence with the guitar, you can begin to do other things simultaneously. Let's say you have learned a song to near perfection, but you also want to sing while playing. So, once you can play that song without thinking about it, you can now put your conscious mind into learning how to sing the lyrics that go along with that song. Thus, the guitar playing becomes automatic while you concentrate on the singing.